Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we got a crowd down here, a small crowd. We're going to hope for a bigger crowd later today at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. We got some special guests, Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing, and Mr. Ed, with he's known as Wingbone, makes those turkey calls, and we're going to be chatting with them. Also got word from Uncle Larry Roussel. He's on his way, and he's bringing some gumbo. So you want to stop by and sample some of his gumbo, we'll be passing that out for breakfast and all the way into lunchtime. All right, Patrick, you heard I was talking about the red snapper season they set in Louisiana, man. A lot of people are happy. Do you do any snapper fishing?
Yes, sir. I do a little bit. And it is a nice break for me to kind of break up the monotony of the inshore fishing. We can run out and do some snapper fishing. Ours has been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Right.
For Alabama, because I fall within the recreational sector. I don't have federal permits, so right. I fish within 9 miles. And it's a nice, easy run. You know, you run out. We're typically running six to nine miles offshore, sometimes even closer, and catching those red snapper. A lot of times we're catching them around 18 inches or so. And, I mean, we've caught them all the way up to 24 pounds. So it's not like we're segregating ourselves away from not catching some really trophy-sized fish.
They need to up the allocation for Alabama, though. You guys, I think, are getting shortchanged on
Definitely.
It. Well, that, you know, we started the Loch Creel reporting method, and Alabama's kind of adopted their version of it, and I think it will lead to more generous limits and allocations. Fishing Alabama waters for snapper is different. We do a lot of rig fishing in Louisiana. You guys are mostly fishing structure on the bottom.
That's right. Yeah, we have a few rigs. That'll still hold some snapper. They get covered up with anglers pretty quickly, and then those fish typically get a little line shy and hook shy. So, fishing the reefs is definitely the better way to go. I think we have, I think there's over 10,000 reefs within state
Wow.
waters. And, I mean, 40,000, 50,000 reefs off the coast of Alabama.
It's very important for the Orange Beach. That red snapper is the target fish over there. And it's a great fish and a great sport. Well, we'll find out when your season's open. And if people want to check your website, I'm sure you have that information if they want to book a snapper trip with you.
Yes, sir. I'll put that up as soon as I hear. And typically they've been releasing that date sometime in April.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, it probably started around Memorial Day, I would think.
It has. The last few years it started on Memorial Weekend.
You do any turkey hunting?
I have not turkey hunted.
Well, we got a man here that can fix you up with a call. His name is Ed Miller, but we call him Wingbone. Wingbone, first of all, give us a demonstration of what your call sounds like. Get closer to that mic where we can hear you. There you go.
This is a two-winged bone called a yelper.
All right. There's a turkey pecking on the door over there. That really works. Tell me how you do. This is a throwback for people that are purists. The old days, wing bones from turkey wings made calls. And who started making these? What's the history on them?
The Native Americans started making them. And in 1947, they found one, first one up in Tennessee. And then about 6 years ago, they found another turkey call in the state of Illinois. And the archaeologists date them something like 6500 B.C. to 4500 B.C. So,
well, you've turned it into an art, a craft. I mean, yours are very attractive as well as functional. Now, they don't do all the calls that the modern ones do, but you can kill a turkey with it for sure, because people did it for years, decades. That's what they were using. What goes into making one of these?
Well, first thing, you need turkey wings.
And it's like the chicken or the egg. Which comes first? You got to get a turkey before you can get a wing bone call.
Right. And then you separate them for the body, and that's when the fun begins. You have to clean them, scrape them. I use a hunting knife with the spine or the non-cutting edge to scrape it off. Then you boil them. I usually boil mine 3 or 4 times. And the first boils with a mixture of Dawn dishwashing soap and Borax. It degreases them. And then comes the fun. And is to cut them, because you got a big end on all three bones. And you got to cut them. But you can't just cut them anywhere. You got to cut them kind of long, because you're going to have to trim them up. And then you start fitting them like a little puzzle together. And that may take a little finesse and patience.
Well, you're very good at it, and you put a little artistic touch. You put tracks, turkey tracks on them. You can personalize them and put names on them and do different wrappings and different shades of the color, and you can really customize it. I wish that we had a TV instead of radio, because we could show it, but they can go to my Facebook page, and I've got some pictures of it up there. If they want to get a picture of yours or contact you, they can come here today and meet you and see the whole process and maybe order one from you. But if can they find you on the internet?
They can find me on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I just make them in my spare time. It's not a full-time job, but it's interesting.
And what is the Facebook page? What do they go to get to it?
It's just my personal. It'd be Ed Miller.
Ed Miller. Yeah. I think you need to change the wing bone. People know you as Wingbone.
I'd agree.
I thought about that.
And maybe you can get Captain Patrick to get out there and shoot a turkey this season.
I don't know.
If you get him out of the boat long enough.
Yeah. That will a little bee-eyed bird to make a fool out of you.
Yes, they will.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.